Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Afternoon, how are you? So, Greg James is off to have a little dance with Ola off of Strictly Come Dancing. Loads of lads are texting and going, he's a lucky man, he's a lucky man. And Ola is going to show Greg some moves this afternoon because he's always wanted to do a fitness DVD. You know who I feel really sorry for is poor Gemma upstairs in our office, who was told to find an outfit for Ola off Strictly Come Dancing as soon as possible. Now, Gemma was rooting around in loads of boxes upstairs. It's not the kind of thing we just have hanging around at Radio 1, like loads of sequin lycra. I don't know what you... Could you find me some sequins, love, in the next 5 minutes? I mean... In that box upstairs, there's like a toy policeman uniform, a morph suit, and like one of those slankets and a onesie. But there's no like sequin lycra, so that was a bit of a task for poor Gemma. Anyway, Greg will let you know how he gets on tomorrow afternoon. Hope you're all right today.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Is that Les?
It is, Scott.
You all right?
Not really, no.
Tell us what's happened.
My girlfriend dumped me.
Now, we were talking about the transfer window yesterday, the space of time over Christmas and New Year, where you can't dump somebody because it's too harsh. Now, to be fair, your girlfriend is still fine, but it doesn't make any easier for you, does it, Les?
No, it doesn't, not really. Especially when she asked me what she wanted for Christmas, and I gone and got it for her.
And what was it?
A pink Beetle convertible.
So, it's a pink... Beetle convertible that you got your girlfriend. Really, though?
Yeah.
What, like a little tiny one?
No, a big one, £19,000 worth.
Oh. Right. Right. And how long had you been going out with her for? A long time?
13 months, I think it was.
Oh, bless you.
Oh, and you've been going out just over a year and you bought her a car. That's amazing.
Yeah.
What a good boyfriend you are.
I know.
Were
exactly. I don't know what I've done, so I presume I'm blaming you, Scott, because you were going on about a transfer window.
Hang on a second, you can't blame me.
Well, I don't know. Nothing, just one phone call, and that was it. So,
no, I'm sorry to hear about that.
Well, yeah. You've still got some time, Les, before you can get another girlfriend.
You've got two options here, Les. You can either drive the pink Beetle around yourself... Sorry. Or you can, you know, find someone real quick, like, before Christmas.
Yeah.
Do that.
Yeah, but do you not think it would be like a bribe sort of thing? Oh, yeah, date him because he's got a pink Beetle.
Maybe yes. But...
Yeah.
But she, you know, you might be hot. You've got something to offer there.
Yeah.
Admittedly, giving someone a car on the first or second date is quite full on.
It's a bit Chris Evans, isn't it?
It is a bit Chris Evans in the 90s.
I haven't got ginger hair, so that wouldn't work, would it?
No.
It would clash with the pink.
It really would. Anyway,
it would.
Les, can you let us know how you get on? Because I do feel quite sorry for you.
All right, I will. I'll keep you in touch.
Yeah, go out tonight, you know, and find a nice lady.
Thank you very much.
And then give her a car before Christmas. Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
Give me a high five. Love you.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, Becky?
Yes, I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm really good, thanks.
Still basking in the glory of your appearance on 5 Live last night?
They're calling me a lot at the moment.
Yeah, you're always on there. You're on there more than Goss from Big Brother.
Why is he on there?
I don't know, but I hear him.
Why? He's always on. Goss from Series 3 of Big Brother.
If you listen to 5 Live, like after 10 o'clock at night with Tony Livesey, for some reason he's always on there.
It's a good show.
But last night you were on there because I switched on and then I randomly heard this.
Yeah, second time in 2 weeks.
Earlier I spoke to Mary Claire from the Plain English campaign, who reckons our chatter is getting sloppy. Also joining us was Scott Mills from Radio 1, who's totally down with the kids.
That's me.
Did you tell them to do that?
Could you say... could you introduce me as Scott Mills, totally down with the kids? Would that be all right? Now, I'm speaking to this very nice lady, but she don't like the way I speak at all.
No, she doesn't, because then she was questioning you, like bringing you up on everything.
What's all this OMG going on?
You had to sit there and explain to her.
I had to explain to her, you know, some of the language that my listeners use, because, you know, you lot text in and you... put stuff on Facebook and Twitter, and I need to understand what you're going on about. But she's not feeling it at all, I've got to tell you.
Have you got the clip where you were like, well, what do you want me to do?
Yeah, here it is.
What am I supposed to do? Just speak in the Queen's English?
There we are.
Was that your impression of the actual Queen?
That was the Queen's... That was me doing a Queen impression.
What am I supposed to do? Just speak in the Queen's English?
Here she is again.
LOL. Now, I'll admit, I'm a fuddy-duddy.
Aw, well...
R-F-O-L?
Yes.
What's that?
So I have to explain to her what R-O-O-F-L is. Listen.
R-F-O-L?
Yes.
What's that?
Rolling on the floor laughing.
Oh, you see, you're obviously a very hip and happening sort of person, aren't you?
Hell yeah! That's me!
Oh, bless her!
But then... She
had the best one.
Yeah, she had one which... See if anyone knows what this is, right? This one may be used everywhere and I don't know about it, OK? But listen to this and tell me, have you ever heard this one before in your life?
R-F-O-L-S-H-M-S-F-O-A-I-D-M-T.
No, I'm sorry, love, you just made that up.
What was that again? It was funny.
R-F-O-L-S-H-M-S-F-O-A-I-D-M-T.
Look, I'm fine with O-M-G, O-M-L-G. I'm fine with a ruffle, but I have no idea what that is. Here's what it is.
Rolling on floor, laughing so hard my sombrero fell off and I dropped my tacos.
Right, okay, that's...
Do you know what? I was spending the whole, like, after the next half an hour after that, I was like, must remember that one for tomorrow.
Yep.
But you remember, like, the first five letters, and you're like, oh, I'm bored now. Can't
so use that one. Like, if you're on Facebook now, just use this one.
R-F-O-L-S-H-M-S-F-O-A-I-D-M-T.
And that is?
Rolling on floor, laughing so hard my sombrero fell off and I dropped my tacos.
So it's easy to remember that one. Really good.
What was her one that she had?
We've always had it, whether it was things like S-W-A-L-K, you know, the old swalk. I'm just about old enough to remember that.
What swalk?
See, I had to speak to my mum about this, and it's sealed with a loving kiss.
And where do you put that?
Apparently, you write it on the back of an envelope when you're sending, like, a love letter.
When was that, in the war?
I don't... quite
first?
I've never done swalk.
Hey, listen.
Groovy. I still say groovy.
She still says groovy. So she's got her own ones, but they're just from a few more years back.
Groovy.
I like the idea that lady, that nice lady from last night, she was nice, just sits at the back of the studio, and every time I say off of, she goes, and presses a little button.
Yes, we need to get her in.
Yeah.
Need to get her in.
I'm more than happy to be the school teacher type and set everybody right, and I'll start with Scott.
Let's get her in.
Yes.
It's a challenge. Radio 1
Podcast. Just before you play the next record, Scott, I've got someone on the phone who wants to speak to you.
Okay. Who is it?
Say hello.
Mr. Mills.
Hello?
Hello, Mr. Mills.
Hello, who's that?
It's Marie Claire here from Plain English Campaign.
Oh.
And I have a few words for you.
Hello again. Have you been listening?
Well, I'm a little amazed that after our conversation... You have proceeded to get worse.
OMG, what are you on about?
What is going on, Scott?
What are you chatting about?
I'm thinking to myself, here is a young man who could set an example and save our language. And instead, what do you come up with? Goner?
Goner.
Goner what?
Okay, I'd have to go on to answer that.
G-O-N-N-A. I looked it up. It's not in there.
Okay.
And what's this? Sup?
Sup.
Up.
Yeah. Okay.
You have been listening, your own, haven't you? Because that's something that started what's up, which was bad enough, and then you've taken it a step further.
God.
Where is this going?
Okay.
And what's all this? Was that cool? No, it wasn't.
Okay.
It wasn't plain English.
Okay,
and
I'm really
not
sorry.
English as we know it.
I know. I know this is your crusade, and I will try and do better for the rest of the show. All right.
I've got more. Slank it. Onesie. Good work. Good work. I don't think so.
OMG.
I'm looking into my crystal ball and I can foresee a nomination for our 2011 Golden Bull Awards with your name on it.
What's a Golden Bull Award, if you please?
Golden Bull Awards, it's where the public send in names for people like yourself to be awarded our Golden Bulls for poor communication. Terrible jargon.
God, I feel like I'm at school.
Spreading the decline of our language.
Yes, miss.
And I think it's your duty as a young adult, I presume you're still in that particular group.
Yeah, don't question.
To set an example for your listeners, you should know better.
Okay, I'm really sorry, miss, and I'll try not to do it again, all right?
Could you say mom, please?
Mom,
it's a lot
sorry.
More respectful.
God. Sorry. Sorry. By the way,
yeah.
Do you know what Norwich stands for? Because it's getting texted in a lot.
I dread to think if it's anything like the sort of language that you've been putting on air. You're really quite a challenge to us, aren't you?
No, I am.
You could start the Scott Mills campaign.
Oh, please call back again. I'm really enjoying this.
You're clearly a glutton for punishment.
Okay, love you.
Love you too, one day. Radio 1 Podcasts. Radio
1 Podcasts. Podcast. Now, I don't know whether you heard about this, but earlier this week on BBC Radio 4, where they speak like that off of that woman wants to speak like all the time, they were supposed to be interviewing an MP. I think it was a Liberal Democrat MP. But they called the wrong number by mistake. But luckily, the person they did call decided to pretend to be the MP anyway, and it was all fine. And would you do that, Becky? Think about it. Well, imagine, like, I call you, right, by mistake, and say, right, okay, hello there, Liberal Democrat MP. You're talking about tuition fees now on the radio. Would you do it? Would you blag it?
Yes, I would. Also, do you remember...
You would.
No, but I've also done it. Do you remember ages ago when we did your call and I was working on the show and I called someone back and I went, hi, Nicole, it's Becky from Radio 1. You're going to go on. You're going to ask for McFly like you said in your text, aren't you? And she just went, yeah. And I put her through and she did it. Bless her.
And you got the wrong person.
And then afterwards she went, oh, my God, I can't believe you just rang me out of the blue. And I was like, you didn't text into it. No. But it's really exciting to speak to Scott. I was like,
just say you want McFly, go. Yeah.
But my favourite one of misidentity, do you know that that guy called Guy, the taxi driver?
Yes.
Who was on BBC News.
Who got on the telly.
Yeah, if you go on YouTube and look up, like, Guy, taxi driver, BBC News, it comes up. And his face, when they say to him who they think he is, and he just sort of goes, But he doesn't have to. I don't think I'd have the nerve to admit that I wasn't the right person. I think I'd just try and go for it.
Well, we called up a couple of my mates earlier to see if they could blag it. First of all, we called up my mate Chris. You know Chris? The one that had all the World Cup merchandise.
Is he still trying to flog it?
Yeah. We called him pretending to be from a radio station. And, well, we just see if he would blag it, really. Would he blag and pretend to be the person, even though it clearly wasn't him? What do you
yes.
think? You think he would?
Yes, definitely.
Okay. I will give you 5 Scott... No, 10, actually. Scott Mills points for this.
50.
Am I being too paltry with the points?
Yeah.
50?
Yeah.
It's going a bit Sarah Cox now.
I need 47 for the
Spice Rack.
Wooden spoons.
Have you got the decanter yet?
No. That is, like, loads of points.
Anyway...
And who drinks whiskey anyway?
I know.
I put my Diet Coke
in there. Anyway, so we call up Chris. We say that he's a famous person. Does he blag it? You're saying...
Yes.
Let's find out.
Hello?
Oh, hello, Philip. It's Yvonne again. Sorry about that. Sorry about the delay. Now, are you ready? It's Bob Stevens you'll be speaking to. Mainly about this morning. I'll put you through right now.
Sorry.
So just hold the line for one moment. You just hold the line. Thank you.
What?
Okay, well, thank you, Doris, for your call. I hope it clears up soon. Now, finally, I think we have Philip on the phone. Sorry about getting cut off there, Philip. How are you? And congratulations on this morning.
What?
This morning, how was it today? And how's Holly?
It was all right.
Okay. I'm just wondering, obviously, you know, you work with Holly, but obviously you've got some stars to interview. I'm just wondering who's the worst...
You've got a wrong number. I'm not Philip Schofield.
Yeah, Philip Schofield. I'm pretty sure you are. My research is absolutely spot on about these things. And we're just wondering, you know, what's best working about Holly? What are the sort of stars you've interviewed on the show? Philip?
What?
And in fact, actually, well, I tell you what, Philip. I've got a few questions from some of our listeners, if I may, Philip. There's a Mavis in Harrogate who says, who's best at Holly Willoughby or Fern Britton? Have you got an opinion on that?
Holly Willoughby.
Well, Holly Willoughby or Fern Britton? It's not a difficult question, Philip.
Oh, Holly Willoughby.
Oh, right. OK, why? Why? Fern might be a bit disappointed with that.
Who's Fern?
You know, Fern Britton, your old co-presenter on This Morning.
Mate, I'm not Philip Schofield.
Yeah, Philip Schofield from This Morning.
No, mate.
Well, no.
I'm not Philip Schofield. I wasn't even awake this morning.
Well, you were. I saw you on TV with Holly Willoughby. I thought that's why you prefer her over Fern.
Well, I do prefer her, but...
Well, Could I just ask a very quick...
Mate.
Philip, could I just ask one last question for you? Just a quick cheeky favour. Could you just say, hi, this is Philip Schofield and you're listening to Bob Stevens on XYFM? If that's all right, if you can just quickly say that.
Hi, this is Philip Schofield and you're listening to Bob on XYFM. I'm going to go, all right? I'm going
to
go.
Well, OK, Philip, well, say hello to Holly for me.
Right, yeah. Laters.
Oh, I love it. He did this, the little ident for him at the end, though.
So did he play along or not? I can't work it out because he spent the whole interview going, I'm not doing it. And then right at the end he went, hi, I'm Philip Schofield.
I think he just wanted it to go. I think he just wanted it to be over.
Holly Willoughby.
Well, Holly Willoughby or Fern Britton. It's not a difficult question, Philip.
Oh, Holly Willoughby.
Holly Willoughby. Radio 1.
Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Hi, this is Philip Schofield and you're listening to Bob on XYFM.
Didn't he do well there? That was my mate Chris. Questioned it all the way, but then still did the, hi, I'm Philip Schofield at the end. Brilliant.
Hi, this is Philip Schofield and you're...
Yeah. Now, later, find out what happened when we called Unlucky Gary. Unlucky Gary, would he be good at blagging if we've, let's say we've got the wrong number and we think he's a famous celebrity, would he blag it or would he just bottle it? Find out later. What time are we playing that one that doesn't speak? Stroking his chin. After six? Oh. All right. 5:30?
I might go and watch Hairy Biker's cook-off if that's going to be the case.
No, don't. During the show? How rude. Oh, it's that time, is it?
Until six.
Well, we'll try and bring it forward. It's all fine. Anyway, poor unlucky Gary. Something unlucky happened last night. He got barred from a bar.
Oh, no.
I know.
What
he's not allowed there
he
ever again. He went to the ladies' loo. some Spanish ladies in the loo kicked off and got the bouncers and he's not allowed back. Anyway, we tried to...
He's so unfortunate.
I know.
He wouldn't hurt a fly.
I know. He's so sweet, but so unlucky. Let's see what happens to him later on. Podcast. I was saying earlier, I appeared on 5 Live last night. It's quite a good station, that, isn't it? I haven't really heard it before. they have, like, sport on there and stuff, and talk. I was on there talking about how to speak English well good last night. And then earlier on in the evening, I switched on because I was on the way to Leeds to play a gig for some students, and they had some football on. And... they had a match on and they kept crossing over to this other match for updates and it was really exciting. Spurs seemed to be getting absolutely hammered last night and to be honest, I did find it quite incredible.
20-0.
20-0?
That is unheard of, isn't it, in football?
20-0.
Listen.
20-0.
Kept happening all the time, they kept saying...
FC 22, Spurs 0.
22-0. Isn't that incredible?
That is amazing.
That makes me almost want to watch football.
21, Spurs 1.
Rubbish, Spurs 1.
I can't believe I missed that.
20-0.
So, I don't know if anyone actually saw this match last night. Was it on telly? I don't know. Not on TV? Oh, it was on TV, okay. But let me know if you enjoyed it as much as I did just listening to it last night, because it sounded amazing.
You're such an idiot. Have you not seen the papers today?
I don't normally read the back bit.
Look at the back. What's the name of the football club? FC what?
Oh, FC 20. Oh, right. FC 20, 3, Spurs 3.
So it was a draw.
Oh. Well, they're called 20.
Yeah.
That's confusing, isn't it? For a non-football fan like myself.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
David Guetta on BBC Radio 1. And who's that chick? Paula Maidstone's been on saying... what can David Guetta not do? I don't know. And anyone know? I don't know.
Make a song that doesn't sound like that. Well, I don't know. I think that would stand up in court, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I think it would, actually. You, David Guetta, are accused of not being able to make any songs that don't sound like that. This is Scott. Now, we talked a bit about... Surfing Bird yesterday, the Bird is the Word song, which we're trying to get to Christmas number one. Now, we've worked this out. Christmas is on the Friday this year, so not this weekend, but the weekend after, that will be when the Christmas number one is, the official one. So we've worked out, well, I haven't, because I don't know about maths, but someone's worked out for me that you need to, if you would like it to be number one, Not saying you have to. From Monday the 12th, if you wanted to download Surfing Bird by the Trashmen, then that is when you should start doing it.
Oh, well, everybody's heard about the bird. Bird.
Maybe you could give the Trashmen a long-awaited number one in the UK. Have I got that wrong?
Yeah, it's Sunday the 12th, Monday the 13th.
Oh. All right, then.
So, yeah, stop downloading it on the 18th of December, and then it'll be number one on the 25th.
Simples. There we are.
So next week, basically.
Next week, if you would like the Trashmen to be number one... You know, you get people at X Factor going, I've worked so hard for this. Look, the Trashmen have been doing this about 70-odd years. They've never had a number one. Think about it. Give them some money. Of course, you don't have to, but if you'd like to, then that's fine. Surfing Bird is the name of the track, and it's by the Trashmen. See how we can get it, you know, how far we can get up the charts.
I was going to say it'll make Peter Griffin so happy.
Yeah. So from next week, that's when you need to do it. Yeah, I know Christmas is on the Saturday now. Don't call me Moonface. Yeah, next week. That's when you need to download it. Trashmen, Surfing Bird. I'll leave that with you.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Oh, good. Some Christmas music. No, I like Christmas. And I like music. But put them together and they don't always work. But it's necessary for our special festive stupid streak. Ooh. And your chance to win some more... Even more Scott Mills points. So play along, please, if you're on the way home from work at the moment, or maybe you're still at work. Maybe you just got in from uni or whatever, or school. So, it's Smooth Talking Dan back on the stupid street, and we asked them today, what's your favourite thing about Christmas? Can you name something they mention? Let me know how you do on 81199. You can have how many points for a correct one? I think this is quite hard, so... 20 points, 20 Scott Mills points.
Really? I thought this would be quite easy.
What do you think?
Spending time with family.
Okay. Remember the street we're on.
Presents.
All right. You're saying family and presents.
And food.
And food.
Am I allowed three guesses?
Yeah, that'll do. Yeah. It's Christmas. Okay, so, stupid street. What is their favourite thing about Christmas? If you get something they mention here, 20 SMPs.
Can I have
you
an extra one? I'm going to say God. Queen's Speech.
All right, so family, presents, food and Queen's Speech.
Yeah.
Let's find out.
What's your favourite thing about Christmas?
Gravy. You know, gravy.
There we are. So gravy. Anyone say gravy there as their best thing about Christmas?
You don't just have to wait to Christmas to have that.
Well, he does.
Gravy. You know, gravy.
Yes, I am aware of this thing that you speak of called gravy. You said gravy, give yourself 20 points.
Do I get one because I said food?
No. It needed to be more specific. Okay, next one. Favourite thing about Christmas, Stupid Street?
What is your favourite thing about Christmas?
Presents.
How many are you hoping to get?
100.
That is good. Do you give them as well?
Giving sometimes, receiving always.
Now, I don't know what you think there, boys, but I think that's one selfish lady.
Giving sometimes, receiving always.
So, if you said presents... Then give yourself 20 points.
100 presents she's going to get.
Giving sometimes, receiving always.
Selfish. Next.
What's your favourite thing about Christmas?
Presents.
Have you had some good presents in the past?
Yes.
My best present was a Duplo Zoo set.
Wow.
And it had like a little set with a cave and you could put the giraffe in.
Giraffes go in caves?
So, needless to say, she didn't grow up to be a zookeeper.
But bless her, she hasn't had a good present in like 20 years.
It had like a little set with a cave and you could put the giraffe in.
Giraffes go in caves?
No, don't put a giraffe in a cave, weirdo. Okay, so presents there again. Next.
What's your favourite thing about Christmas?
I love baking cookies.
Bacon cookies?
Mm-hmm.
Bacon cookies. Oh, anyone get bacon cookies?
Ming!
They do. I mean, I like bacon, I like cookies, but put them together, really not.
What's your favourite thing about Christmas?
I love baking cookies.
Bacon cookies.
Mm-hmm. Has anyone ever tried them? Let us know.
Do you think they're like savoury muffins?
They sound horrible. Like, that's all sorts of wrong, isn't it? Bacon cookies, whatever next. Give yourself like 30 points though if you've got bacon cookies on the list there.
What's your favourite thing about Christmas?
Turkey, but barbecued, so you get that smoky flavour.
Really?
Little sausages wrapped in bacon, bread sauce, Yorkshire pudding, roast parsnips.
Now, little tip for you, next time just say food and save us all a lot of time.
Then I would have got points as well.
Good on him, though, for having a barbecue. How long does it take to barbecue a turkey?
Turkey, but barbecued.
That's going to take ages. That's going to be raw in the middle, isn't it?
I'd bring it inside for the last few minutes.
Now, for the next one, it's Smooth Talking Dan, who you haven't heard so much of yet on this particular edition of Stupid Street, but here he is in full effect.
I like your long locks, by the way. Good long hair.
But did that work? You know how smooth he is? You know how he likes to talk smooth?
I like your long locks, by the way. Good long hair.
Okay, thank you.
not so much. Now, did you recognise that voice when he went, okay, thank you?
Okay, thank you.
Who's that? That is an actual celebrity that we found on Stupid Street.
Play it one more time.
Okay, thank you.
He's quite posh. Is it Ben Fogle?
Okay, thank you.
He doesn't have long hair, though, does he?
Okay, thank you.
Long locks and says, okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Who's that?
Oh, I don't know.
Listen to this.
Do you like Christmas?
I do like Christmas, yeah.
What's your favourite thing about Christmas?
Probably Home Alone. Yeah. That's my one big Christmassy film.
Is that because you look a bit like Macaulay Culkin?
It possibly could be.
That's right, everybody. It's Macaulay Culkin on Stupid Street. It all makes sense now, listen.
What's your favourite thing about Christmas?
Probably Home Alone. Yeah. That's my one big Christmassy film.
Now, he forgot that. I mean, it was a long time ago, but he forgot about Home Alone 2, Lost in New York, which is another big, quite big one, actually. Oh, yeah.
Is that because you look a bit like Macaulay Culkin?
It possibly could be.
Who'd have thought? Macaulay Culkin on actual Stupid Street. Oh, yeah, let me know how you did points-wise, please, on 81199. Thanks to Smooth Talking Dan. Smooth as ever, Dan.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast. Now, earlier this week on Radio 4, they were supposed to be interviewing an MP, but they called the wrong number. But thank God, the person they did call saved the day and decided to pretend to be the MP they were supposed to be calling anyway. Good skills, thinking on their feet there. Really good. Now, let's say I did the same thing to Unlucky Gary, my mate. Bad things happen to Unlucky Gary. Let's say that I called him by mistake, but thought I was calling an A-list celebrity. Well, one of my friends from local radio called him. Would he try and blag it and pretend he was that A-list celebrity or not? You can have some Scott Mills points for this. How many did I give last time? 10?
10.
10 Scott Mills points. What are you saying, Becky?
Bless him. I think he's going to just go along with it.
You think he'll go along with it?
Yeah, I don't think he'll say anything because he's so kind of
timid.
Yeah.
Aw, bless gal. Let me know what you think. 8999. Does Unlucky Gary go ahead with it and blag it and try and be the A-list celeb, or does he just fail and bottle it? Let's find out.
Hello?
Oh, hiya, it's Yvonne again. Sorry the line got cut out. As I was saying before, it's Bob Stevens that you'll be speaking to.
I don't understand what you mean.
I'll put you through the line right now. Just hold on for one moment. Thanks.
And thank you, Doris, for your call. I hope it clears up soon. Now, finally, we have P. Diddy on the phone. I do apologise there. I think we got cut off. P. Diddy, can you just tell me when your next album's due out?
Hello?
And what sort of sound we can expect?
What?
And Miss, I'm not sure, should I call you Mr. P or Mr. Diddy? Just, Mr. Diddy, tell us what it's called.
Mr. Diddy... Mr. Diddy is called.
Mr. Diddy, Mr. Diddy. Excellent. That should sell well. And for a lot of your fans who are going to be listening to XY Radio at the moment, what sort of advice have you got for them if they want to sort of follow in your footsteps and get into the music business?
Just follow your dreams, really. Never give up. Just never give up.
Okay, brilliant. Mr. Diddy, I believe we've... obviously, you can imagine we've had lots of people call up the show to try and have a word with you. We've got Tim from Isleworth to have a quick chat with you. Tim, you're through on the line to P. Diddy.
Yo, what the hell is going on up there? Who is this guy? Hi. Don't make me come up there and see him. Who is this guy? What?
Tim, excuse me. One second there. We've got P. Diddy on the line. Would you like a word? Would you like to say anything?
And I'm coming up there.
Mr. Diddy, I do apologise for that. I'm not really sure what Tim was thinking there. And just lastly, Mr. Diddy, can I just get you a very quick, cheeky little favour? Could you just do what we call an ident? And if you could just say, hi, this is P. Diddy, and just introduce your latest single for us?
Hi, this is P. Diddy, and this is my latest single.
You can just give us the name as well, Mr. Diddy.
What one is it? You want the new one.
It's the name of the new single, the one that's in all the shops at the moment, with all the posters? So, hi, this is P. Diddy, and the latest name of your single. Thank you.
Hi, this is P. Diddy, and this is my latest single.
And what's it called?
What one are you playing?
Well, it's your latest one, the one that's in the shops at the moment.
What one's that?
Posters everywhere.
What one?
Well, you should know, P. Diddy. It's your latest... Like I said, if you can just say, hi, this is P. Diddy, and here's my latest single, and then just tell us the name of the single. That'd be great. Thank you.
Hi, this is P. Diddy, and this is my new single.
And what's it called, please, Mr. Diddy?
Oh! Just couldn't think of a title quick enough, could he?
Radio 1 Podcast.
That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.